I just want to start out with, I've spoken to all of you, and you all spoke at the Chamber of Commerce Forum last week, and you've all mentioned the need to support economic development in Sitka. And so I'm wondering if you could each speak briefly about what you would like to see the City Assembly do, what the City Assembly can do to support economic development in Sitka. And this question, Tristan is going to answer first.
Thank you. I think to an extent, we're somewhat limited as a city government to what we can do to promote and stimulate the economy. As assembly members, we can make policies and do other things to support the economy, but really we're limited. And if you look at the 2015 consolidated budget for the city, you'll see that really we're basically coming by on a not a bare minimum, but we're really just covering the basic services, things like water, things like roads, and to an extent, we're not even able to do that into the future. If you look at the cost of deferred maintenance on our roads, for example, we don't currently have it in our budget to repave Mount Edgecombe Drive or to do some of these projects that have been discussed. And so I think what we can do as assembly members to best stimulate the economy is to really work with Sitkins who are doing that. You look at some of the economic engines that are driving our town. You look at Search, or you look at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the campus partners there, some of the things they're doing, some of what the Sitka Sound Science Center is doing to stimulate careers in the marine sciences and to bring in funding. So for me, I think that's really what we can do as an assembly is we can work with the public to really have a discussion about what services we're going to provide as a city, but then really it's working to empower people who are already doing this work on the ground. And so for me, I hope to use my experience as a planner, as a grants manager, as someone who's worked within governance structures and who's worked with the federal government, with the state government, with private agencies such as the Kellogg Foundation or the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation, and really work to empower Sitkins who are doing the hard work, because as assembly members, again, we're limited in what we can do, and we're also limited in the time we can commit. So for me, it's really working with people who have great ideas, and it's going through those comprehensive planning processes and piloting different projects or investing in sectors of the economy that we do feel like can grow and provide those good paying middle class jobs for Sitkins here in town. So I think, again, that's what we do as assembly members is we really work with you as Sitkins and work with the businesses, with the nonprofits, with the public agencies, and we find ways to leverage the work that's already being done to bring in more dollars to our economy.
Got it. And Tor, same question. What can the assembly do when it comes to economic development?
Well, I'd say first and foremost is stay out of the way. It's very easy for things to sound reasonable at the assembly table, either restrictions or rules, or that when it comes time to actually do them, make it harder. So I guess kind of like a politician's Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. We can continue to work with organizations like CETA, which has done a lot of work, the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, and support them. I think both of those organizations are probably underfunded and bring in more tax revenue, not to mention economic activity, than they cost. Their annual cruise show in Miami, I think we should have a presence in every year, at least until we, and maybe even after we get our cruise ship numbers back up. I know they're slightly coming back up. It seems like they're going to next year. But we need to continue to work on that, because being on the outside coast, it's going to be a lot of work to do that. We had the Economic Development Fund, which was used to help get the brewery going and continue to roll. That's been going on now for about 15 years and has been working. We need essentially work towards a diverse economy and I said this last time I was on, that I don't care where a job comes from, whether it's a nonprofit or fishing, or as long as we can base them in Sitka. And so we need to be very aware that Sitka is lucky to have a diverse economy and encourage that. Again, what we can do is limited, but every once in a while a chance comes before the assembly to do something, and we need to jump at them.
And Lillian, same question. What is the Assembly's role in economic development in Sitka?
Well, thinking about over the last 25 years, Sitka's economy has undergone significant changes. Economic diversification is critical in providing Sitka with healthy, stable economy. Living wage jobs, like I mentioned earlier, are essential to this economy. Minimum wage just doesn't cut it anymore, and we need to be able to encourage major employees, you know, similarly to Search and then our school district, to, you know, continue operating in Sitka. So we have to, of course, be careful with what we, how we partner with them and making sure that we can be successful as they. I support the tourism as a key component for a diversified Sitka economy. I also believe that the tourism industry doesn't need to change the look to Sitka to increase the visitor numbers. You know, kind of looking at that, both of my sons are involved with Allen Marine and with the tours and whatnot, the things that they have encountered with individuals that come to Sitka, their reasons of being coming to Sitka. When they come here, step off, they look, and they're just like, they're just in awe with the beauty. The same with the individuals that I work with on a seasonal. They're just, the incredible beauty here in Sitka is just amazing. I guess when they talk with them, whenever anyone who talks with them, they talk about the real Alaska. Sitka is not just a made-up community. It's not made up like Juneau or Ketchikan. It's a unique. And that's something, if we start changing the way it looks, we might, you know, why do we continue to live here? The other thing is expanding visitation outside the traditional tourist season, making it from, why are we just focusing on from May to September? We should be going from January through December. There's so many different things that are happening in our community, you know, partnering with our Sitka Conventions Visitors Bureau. There's so much things that are going on that we need to promote. I know they're working on Brandon with Sitka, but we need to continue to do more with all these different entities. There's so many different things. We want to be able to make sure that these little shops, that mom and pop shops downtown, stop closing up their doors. We need to be able to work towards making funding accessible so that the entrepreneurs, Sally and Joe, can come in and make it easy to start up their business. Right now, we just have very few individuals, businesses that are utilizing the grants that we are, the loans that we have.
Got it. And Aaron, same question to you. What can the Assembly do when it comes to economic development?
Well, one of the things that we can really work on is encouraging the local residents to start their own businesses. Like Tori said, the Alaska Brewing Company, they started up, and they're doing a great job. I would like to see more companies like that start up and promote Sitka. Because when tourists come here, they don't see everything that we see. We're kind of blinded to the beauty of it every day. We're used to it. They see the majesty. They see what we're making here, and they want to take that back home with them. So if we can make more citizens aware of the fact that we encourage them to do these startup employment businesses that support the community in Sitka, I think that would be a great thing to do. Another thing that I think would be helping encourage the fish processing plants, making more finished products that come directly from Sitka instead of having them outsource it elsewhere. That would be another beneficial thing. But I do believe that we need to work on bringing more tourists back to Sitka. We have lost a lot, and I do believe that that contributes to, if not in part, not in full, but in, at least in part, to why so many of our stores are closing. And that is something that we shouldn't be allowing. If there's something that we can do as the city council to keep those shops open, I think it's our duty to help them stay open, regardless of how good or bad of a tourist year we actually have.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. And again, you're listening to a live forum here. These are the four of the five candidates for Sitka Assembly are here taking your questions. And if you have questions, you can call in. The number is 747-5877. You can also email them to news@kcaw.org or post them via Facebook.